a tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Now, more lawyers who needs them. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we are hope you're enjoying this week between Christmas and New Year's. And right. We'll be coming up. Actually, we'll be talking to you on New Year's Day. When the show hits the air.
That's right.
It'll be 2011. So we're going to finish up 2009 in rare form.
This is 2010.
I'm sorry, 2010.
In between
I missed
9
a year.
And 11 comes 10.
I missed a year. Yes.
I know you did.
It's just a slip up.
It's a
precondition.
I think maybe you should hit the air now.
hit the road.
Hit
the road. All right. Anyway, you're here in time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. All right. Let's see what the rich and famous are doing today. Oh, listen, Heidi Montag, the queen of reality TV, she recently revealed some plastic surgery problems, things like scars, uneven breasts, and bumpy legs.
Well, she's going to have to get a lawyer. It sounds to me that either one of two things happened.
What happened?
Her doctor or the people who committed the plastic who did the plastic surgery.
Yes, they didn't commit anything.
They're going to commit you. negligent
and incompetent.
Malpractice. That's one alternative.
Okay.
The other alternative is you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. She's so ugly they couldn't get the lumps
out.
Well,
you know, that's a possibility.
Now,
but that's if it was
She had 10 different procedures.
And she was pretty to begin with, to be honest with you. She was not unattractive.
She was seeking perfection.
Absolutely.
When she underwent 10 plastic surgery procedures.
10.
And she now says parts of my body definitely look worse than they did pre-surgery. I don't think her body was bad pre-surgery. However,
right.
She says now she has a series of unsightly scars, red inflammation, and uneven body parts, including a 2-inch long raised blemish under her chin from a chin reduction.
Oh, my goodness.
Two caterpillar-sized bald spots along her hairline from a brow lift, a horrifying jagged line between her ears from having her ears pinned back. I'll pin your ears back, sister. Lumpy legs. And 4 spots left on her lower back and below the buttocks from botched liposuction.
Oh, my goodness.
A bright red mark inside her right nostril. Now, I don't know anybody's going to go in her right nostril.
Maybe they'll crawl up there
look
during
around.
The show.
Well, I don't know. And uneven boobs.
Uh-oh.
A stretched mark on her chest and deep scars around her nipples from a second boom job. Now this,
did you say boom or boob?
Boob.
You meant a breast in augmentation.
The implant were implanted. I mean, she had implants on her implants. She had breast something or other. I don't know whether it's augmentation, de-augmentation, but anyhow.
Inflation.
The two guys had different vision. The fellow working on the right one didn't see it the same as the guy on the left, and they're uneven.
And here's the problem.
One guy couldn't see out of one eye. That's why it's uneven.
That's right. And here's the biggest problem, and every one of these stars makes the same mistake. They go to a plastic surgeon for breast augmentation, and they never go after that to Firestone for the alignment.
Right, that's right.
That's the problem.
Right.
They don't go for the alignment.
Well,
they chintz on the alignment.
Surgery's
$4,000.
Well, I know.
The alignment's $59.95.
Right, and they balance them, too.
And they're balanced.
Well, right now they're out of balance, and the trouble is when she walks, she falls to the heavy side.
Oh.
She's walking on a tilt.
On a tilt.
She's listing. Like a ship.
Taking on water. Like,
she says she's going to feel like Edward Scissorhands. Look, you're not
she
your
hands. She looks
hand.
A little
don't,
like Edward Scissorhands.
Look, Heidi, don't worry about your hands. That's the only thing you didn't have touched. Worried about the lumpy legs and the unbalanced boobs and the out of line everything and the scars.
Well,
and let me tell you something, sister. You're out of your mind. You're nuts.
I tell you, these women destroy themselves.
Oh.
They destroy themselves over trying to be perfect.
That's right.
They should accept imperfection like you and I have, and look where it's gotten us.
We have imperfect careers, imperfect looks, a whole imperfect life.
Which we seem to enjoy perfectly.
That's right.
Let's catch this. That's when once again, your girlfriend got off lightly.
Right. Lindsay Lohan.
She was in a fight.
with a, somebody at the rehab
place. At the rehab, but they're not pressing charges.
She's not pressing charges. This lady was going to press charges that at the Betty Ford thing that Lindsay hit her and hurt her and everything.
Right.
And she's not pressing charges. And what do you think that cost Lindsay?
I'm sure it cost her a few bucks.
This woman is not withdrawing her complaint for nothing.
Right.
So we have to see, Lindsay, you got out of it this time, because if you didn't, you were going to face six months in jail.
She was going in the clink.
Because it's a violation of probation.
That's right.
To beat up on other people.
I think if you want to make a few bucks, just smack Lindsay Lohan. Pick a fight with her, right, and you're sure to cash in.
She'll pick it with you. She's just banging around a little
just
bit.
Just say,
you know,
to her, you look great. Boom, you're hit.
Right.
Before you know it, you'll be in a rumble on the ground.
That's right. She'll say, don't lie to me. Bang.
Bang. Well, I don't know, man. What a life. Talk about imperfection.
Oh, yeah.
This woman has redefined it.
Right.
Anyway, well, we hope you don't go out of your way to get yourself in the kinds of situations Miss Lohan does.
Right.
Otherwise, you could wind up on our show again.
I'm beginning to feel sorry for her. She's obviously unbalanced.
She's on. You're beginning to feel sorry for her.
Well, she's unbalanced in her mind, and Heidi was unbalanced in her boobs, so we're having a lot of trouble with balance.
I'm telling you, this could throw the Earth's orbit out of whack.
It could.
We're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we're going to find out what you can do if the judge sets your verdict aside.
That's right.
You're listening to Lawyers Who Need Them. Stand by.